I'm delighted now to welcome to the program Leslie Harrell Dillon and Kent Kirkpatrick. Leslie has written and is in a new play directed by Kent. It's called Two Wives in India, and it opens this Thursday at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning. Thank
Good
you.
Good morning. Great to see you.
Great to have you both back on the program. Now, Leslie, this is a play that contains, shall we say, autobiographical material.
Yes, it does.
Tell us about it. Two Wives in India, a mother and a stepmother of a girl who was about to get married to an Indian man.
Yes, to a Sikh who was born and raised in Delhi.
No, not an Española Sikh.
No, not an Española Sikh. An Indian Sikh. And I'm the stepmother, and this is about my stepdaughter who I'm very close to. And 3 years ago, almost to the day, 3 years ago, February, we went over to India for an engagement party for my stepdaughter and her fiancé, because much of the Indian family would not be able to attend the wedding, which was going to be held the following June in Montana, where Abby had been working as an environmental lawyer. So it was a chance for the whole Indian family over there, both from South India and North India, to celebrate my stepdaughter and future son-in-law. And so we were there along with my husband's first wife and her family. So we were all together in close quarters there for 10 days, traveling and being with each other. It was very, very special, and I was very tense, but I didn't want anyone to know it. And so I would go home and write in my journal a lot and then present the good, you know, my Oklahoma City face, like, oh, yeah, isn't this fun? This is so great. Oh, I'm so tense. I'm going to go home and write.
Which is, I guess, how a lot of artists, playwrights, comedians, and people get through life.
Yes, it's so wonderful. Years ago as an actress, I was taught by my mentor, Sanford Meisner, use it, use it, use it. Whatever's happening to you, use it, you know. So.
And so you've made this play which has different twists on the reality that happened.
Yes.
The main two characters are the mother and the stepmother.
Right.
And in the play, the mother has really not been the one who loved and raised the child maybe the way one would have hoped, but the stepmother is close to her.
Actually, the mother and the daughter are very, very close. And in the play, this time I am playing the first wife. I felt it was important not to play my role,
right,
the stepmother, but to play the first wife. And the first wife is actually extremely close to her daughter. I mean, the kind of mother-daughter thing, like, you know, I love my daughter more than anything in the entire world. I would say that this mother is a little bit difficult maybe for other people, but I think for Emily, the daughter, she adores her mother, but she's also ready to go off on her own. And I think it's very hard for the mother to let her go. And I think it has been hard for her to share her with a person like the second wife, Mary Jo, who is a very warm and loving and eccentric, romantic stepmother, kind of the opposite of what this first wife is.
The first wife is a sort of fashion-conscious, chic New York
exactly,
lady.
Exactly, an interior designer who's very precise about life and very much in control of things and know how things should be done. She's not a romantic. I think she has a romantic streak in her, and that was what happened when she met Sam, and she thought she might be able to be that kind of person, but indeed she could not be. She just had much more of a need to succeed and to control than the kind of, you know, creative bohemian life that she might have continued to live with Sam if they'd stayed together.
And so when Sam remarried, he really found his match.
Exactly. He and Mary Jo are just like two peas in a pod, and they're just great.
Now, in the play, Sam is dead.
Exactly. My husband in life is not dead. He's very much alive.
But he plays, what's interesting is that he actually is on stage as a ghost, whereas Emily, who's very much alive and is the daughter, never shows up.
Exactly. She, in one reading of the play, many drafts ago, I think it was around draft 10, I did have Emily show up to see what would happen, and it threw the play so much in another direction around mothers and daughters and the competition for love that it became much less about the two women and the culture and the Indian son-in-law, and she just, it didn't feel right. I thought, well, that's interesting, but that's another play, so it was much more powerful for me to have her off stage.
And so the tension between the mother and the stepmother is palpable
right.
and very well played. And I mean, you'd get nervous just sitting. I mean, I went to the rehearsal as one does and was just nervous about this. Oh, no. You know, you sort of cringe, which I guess is what you were after.
Exactly. I love that you had that reaction.
So, Kent, you are directing this, I guess... I mean, you have to see it as a play. Does the fact that it's autobiographical play, in some ways, play a role at all in your directing of it?
Well, it does, but we've worked really hard to fictionalize it. So even though it's based in a real event in Leslie's life, we've fictionalized it a lot. And we've worked in development with our actors. We started around Christmas, I guess, and... Leslie had a production of this play last fall at the Boston Playwrights Theater. And so she had just come fresh from that experience with some things that she wanted to alter and develop and deepen and stuff like that. So we really worked on fictionalizing this. So it's always makes you a little crazy because there is the real Leslie and there is the real story and there is, you know, a lot of reality in this. But we have fictionalized this tremendously. It comes from a true place, but we've tried to find another fictional truth.
Which, of course, definitely has to make it better because
oh, yeah.
you can't put reality on the stage.
Right, right. And you don't. I don't want to. And I don't want to for my sake, but also for my family's sake.
Right.
You know, when it was a solo piece and very autobiographical, my stepdaughter saw it and she said, "Oh, Leslie, you know, I'm a big fan, but this is not transformed yet." And having that word transformation in suddenly from her reaction, I thought, "Oh, that's what this play really needs. I need to transform this and make this another creature."
Because I think it becomes more universal.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, the luxury, I guess, I think of it as a luxury of being able to develop it and have it performed in one place and then change it and tweak it and then have a rather long development process here in Santa Fe. What's that been like?
Oh, it's been thrilling. It's my favorite thing to do. I love doing it so much.
And Kent is so fabulous doing it.
Well, and it's, you know, it's so much fun to have a play right there. You know, Leslie and I work together, so... We would work with the actors, and the actors brought a lot of who they are and their own personal truths to Leslie's characters, but always, you know, with her blessing. So we would bounce things up. I mean, she's there, so she's always a part of the process. So it's very exciting to bring a bunch of creative minds together and, you know, from her initial impulse to expand it and deepen it and just make it better, more theatrical.
The way the play works is that they're the characters of the mother and the stepmother. Emily is always just a few feet off stage, I guess. But the son-in-law-to-be, the fiancé, the Indian man, the Sikh, is very much a part of the play. And then there's this wonderful device of using two other actors who play many roles.
Right,
How does that work?
Well, they are actually came to me in one of the rewrites before I went to Boston, and they are named Miri and Piri, and those are actual names of the two curved swords on either side of the center Sikh, the symbol. When you look at the Sikh symbol, there's a large two-edged sword in the middle, and then these two curved swords on either side named Miri and Piri, and they stand for the spiritual and temporal aspects of universal life. And because the Sikhs believe we are all one under God, I really loved those names, and I loved that idea of the temporal and spiritual, and there's so much of that in the play of spiritual spirituality underneath everything. So personifying them and then having them be shapeshifters and role players made it very theatrical and magical for me, which is what I really wanted the play to be. I really wanted to engage the audience's imagination that is far beyond TV or movies, that it becomes, you know, transformational for the audience in that way that
right.
that these characters do. So transformation and their ability to transform is a real strong metaphor for me about how life works.
And they're pragmatically a great theatrical device because they can lead us to place to place to place and transition because the play does move very quickly. I mean, we start at the airport and we're in a taxi and then we're at the hotel and then, you know, on and on and on and on. So Leslie calls it an emotional travelogue. And there are many, many places and settings. And so those two actors who represent those two forces, not only do they play all the other characters, but they provide a theatrical device to shift us, the audience's mind and eye, to the next place.
And it just reminds you, I mean, in a movie, you'd have to have a million different actors playing those, but in a play, you get to use, as the audience, your imagination.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is key for me.
Now, this play opens this Thursday night, and it runs from Thursday through the 3rd of April at the Santa Fe Playhouse. There's a big gala event
right.
on Friday night, and performances are Thursday and Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. You can go to santafeplayhouse.org for more information or call 988-4262. When this run is done, what happens to the play next?
Yes, Kent and I.
We're trying to get it in other theaters. I think it's a great play. I think it has commercial life in store for it. It's written from a playwright voice that we don't hear often. You know, there are not that many female playwrights and female actors, you know, middle-aged women who write plays. And I think the point of view is original, and I think having the two women as lead characters is could be very successful for theaters across the country. So we're trying to get it out.
Well, it's funny, it's great fun to watch, and it's great to have you both on the air, Leslie Harold Dillon and Kent Kirkpatrick. Leslie is the playwright and actor in the new play, Two Wives in India, directed by Kent Kirkpatrick. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.